Welcome back to Talk That Talk, where we talk that talk and we walk that walk, you feel me? Back for season three. My name is Josh. I'm your host. We're sitting here with my main man, Penny Austin. Got 40 back again in the building. And Rashard, as y'all already know, back in this thing, ready to go talk that talk. Penny, go ahead and take over, man.
I'm glad you caught yourself. Welcome to season three of Talk That Talk, you guys.
What's up, man?
All right, so today we basically going to be going over just a basic overview of what we've seen from each team during the offseason. I'm going to have four teams, Penny going to have four, so on, et cetera. We're just going to give a basic synopsis of what we've seen from the offseason, what we expect them to do going into this next season. You did?
Can I say this? It's good to be back, man.
It is good to be back.
Yeah. It's been too long. You know, arguing with y'all about sports. Bro. We already do this off camera, so, you know. Good to be back doing it for a purpose and not just because we all talk too much.
Even though we all talk too much.
For sure.
A lot of trash.
All right, so getting into it, man. We're going to start off in the NFC North. We're going to start with the Packers. Go ahead.
I'm going first.
Yeah. We're going to let you go first, man. So what do you think about the Packers in offseason moves?
My squad. Honestly, man, I got nothing. I couldn't be happier. I got nothing to ask for as a Packers fan, man. I'm hoping we're able to stop the run this year. Switch to a 4-3 defense, new DC. I think that's going to be the biggest adjustment. But in terms of, like, our offense, I think we're just going to take a step forward. We started clicking down the second half of last year, and I think we did it again, hopefully, with Jordan Love, who's back-to-back-to-back superstar quarterbacks. And honestly, I'm not just saying this as a fan. They are my Super Bowl pick. You know, Quay Walker then took over as the starting middle linebacker. I think that goes to bolster that run defense I was talking about. I think Jair Alexander's proven that he's a top five cornerback in the NFL, which will solidify our secondary. And we got Kenny Clark still at D tackle. So I think it's nothing but high expectations for them boys out in Green Bay. So excited for the season to get started, man. And I got us winning the division. I ended saying that.
Okay. If you had to give them a letter grade for their offseason,
what would it be? I give it like a B plus. Because they really didn't do a whole lot. It's really just all their whole offseason was based off development and guys taking another step. I think like our wide receiver core is going to prove to be like the difference maker, whether they do all take a step forward or not. But there's nothing but room for growth. They're all young. We got an all-pro returner. Special teams does matter. And he stayed with the team, Keyshawn Nix. So I give us like a B+ because it wasn't really too much addition and subtraction. Got some guys paid. But development-wise, I think there's been nothing but good news out of Green Bay.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's a pretty good observation you got there from your squad, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and take care of the next team. I'm gonna talk about the Chicago Bears. Duh, Bears. All right. So
this is where argument starts.
Yeah, this is where shit might get real. So you got Eric Washington as a new DC. You know, don't know too much about the guy personally, but he's been saying that he's gonna try to, you know, keep up with the pressure, cause a lot of mayhem. You know, get a lot of sacks this season, probably looking at 40 plus sacks this season, trying to, you know what I'm saying?
40 plus sacks.
Trying to get that defense. Hey, they got some guys, but hey.
Is it 1985? Like, what are we talking about? 40 plus sacks.
Can you get through a synapse?
I'm going to argue. My bad. I'm sorry.
Appreciate you. But, you know, you got Eddie Jackson leaving, but at the same time, you go ahead and, you get Kevin Byard to replace that. You had Keenan Allen, you know, Gerald Everett on the offense, DeAndre Swift on the offense. You also go get Jonathan Owens from the Packers. Go get him. You draft Caleb Williams, Roma Dunze, you know, start a quarterback wide receiver tandem that's going to be able to grow and develop together. You re-sign Jalen Johnson to a four-year contract extension. You re-sign DJ Moore to a four-year extension. So, you know, as far as the offense go, there's really nothing else they could have done, I feel like, besides go get some offensive linemen. But seeing that, you know, the NFL has a cap space, you're not going to be able to just go get everybody you want to.
Apparently not for some teams.
It seemed like it, but yeah, there is a cap space. And okay, we're talking about Chicago right now. So,
the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears. So as far as their offseason moves, honestly, I'm going to give them an A-. You know, because the defense was already, they're solid, they're serviceable. I'm not going to say they just like top five in the league or anything like that, but they serviceable.
Now with 40 plus sacks, they'll be top what? Five.
What? I mean, ever since after trade for Montez Sweat, they were a top 10 defense the whole end of the second half. So that's more than serviceable.
Regardless of what he's saying, what I'm saying is they're going to be more than serviceable. They're going to be all right. They're probably not going to be a top five defense. But like I said,
I don't think he heard.
Hey, you're right though. They're not going to be top five, bro.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I said. They're not going to be a top five defense. Can I get to my point?
You have no objectivity.
Can I get to my point, bro?
When it comes to that team, I don't.
We know this.
Exactly. So I'm not listening to you when it comes to that.
So anyway, offseason grade, I'm going to give them about an A-. You know, and they're also going to be able to eat off the fact that they got the 29th hardest schedule in the league. They have probably, their schedule is a cakewalk when it comes down to it.
So they say.
The only tough game
based on last season, though.
Yeah, so that's what I said. So they say, man, you can't even, you feel me? That is true.
But when you play in teams like the Commanders and
Jalen Davis be a beast. Yeah.
You got to play Cowboys and the Eagles too, though.
Yeah, so exactly. So
we'll see.
Dan Quinn out there.
Jaden Daniels.
Cowboys suck. That's the last time I'm saying.
Jaden Daniels. We're going to see who the best rookie quarterback is.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Don't me. All right. So
I'm going to put in the net.
Next up, we got the Vikings, man. It's a Penny. Go ahead and let us know what you think about the Vikings.
You got the Lions.
My bad.
Honestly, I really feel like the Vikings really did like a couple of good signings. Not too much, not too serious. They could have did a little better. I give their grade probably like a B+ on their grading. But as a development when it comes to the Vikings, I feel like their upcoming season is going to be
trash.
A little bit. Yeah, there you go. their season is definitely going to be very garbage. I don't know. It's going to be a tough road ahead of them.
They call it the injury bug in training camp.
It's
called more than the injury bug.
The front office, he did like his job, I say, is helping out.
That's true.
But they still have like a lot of holes they got to fill out.
I mean, they lost their quarterback.
But yeah, like I give them
first round
as they grade. I give them like a B plus.
It's really like the injuries.
It's the injuries.
That's what makes it.
You can't really predict that.
That's what makes it.
RIP to that guy.
Yeah, they had a player.
I remember that
from Alabama.
I remember hearing about that shit.
Yeah, man, it's a lot going on in Minnesota.
So
and Jettis, we trust. That's all they can say.
That's all they got.
Hey, just keep going. You need to get out of there, boy.
I was on the Jettis train first.
Just keep going.
I just don't keep saying.
You were.
I was on the Jettis.
You
were.
I do remember that. You was talking about Justin Jefferson first.
If they keep going, come to the Saints, man.
All right, so on to the next team, Penny. You got the Lions.
You know, they went 12-5 last year, so you feel me? Reigning division champions. I almost went to the Super Bowl, but almost only counts in horseshoes and when you're dealing with women.
The sleepers.
Yeah. No, I don't even think they sleepers. You can't be – they going from being the hunters to the hunted this year. They ain't popping up on nobody.
Nope.
They under everybody – they on everybody's schedule. They circled this year. You feel me? It's a big game, you know. But they all season, they brought back Jared Goff. They really just re-signed all their people. That was good. They got
They doing Jared Goff extended. Niners did a couple years ago.
St. Brown got extended. They extended Penei Sewell. They bring in Carlton Davis. They signed Marcus Davenport. You feel me? Terry Arnold got injured. once again, that sucks for their secondary. But like I said, picking up Carlton Davis helps. And that's really, like, you know, really bolster up their defense because they got a good, you know, Aiden Hutchinson and shit. They got a good...
Aiden is nice.
They got a good little rush defense, but their pass defense last year was lacking. And that's why they ended up losing to San Francisco, because how you let the ball bounce off your face mask and then Brandon Ayuk catch it. So you feel me? You can't let that happen. You got sorry safety.
Whole momentum change.
I think this year they definitely going to turn up a little bit more. You know, Jahmyr Gibbs is going to take another step. I believe Jameson Williams becomes into himself this year. You feel me? As a number two receiver next to St. Brown. And yeah, they got your boy Sam Laporta up there. You know, the Iowa always got the factory of tight ends, and he gets another year under his belt. Yeah, it's up to Dan Campbell though, man. You know, you're gonna say you feel me. You feel me? You go. Sometimes you gotta be a little bit more conservative, but you know, I understand. I appreciate the analytic approach because you can't be a you know punk when it comes to going for it. So do your thing. You feel me? But
well, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he end up kicking a field goal in that playoff game?
I was on Detroit first, so. But yeah, no. But that was after going forward on fourth down multiple times.
So yeah, like, but yeah, it's still like...
It was like, why not be aggressive then?
I was surprised when it happened because he had a chance to go for it. It's like fourth and two, I want to say. But, you know, and he goes for that. It's basically game. It does happen, though. But you got to be yourself. Like, at the end of the day, like, you can't...
Can't turn into the Ravens?
Whoa. We're not even talking about the AFC this today. That's crazy. For no reason.
Hey, man. He's throwing shots for real.
For
bro.
No reason. Crazy.
You can't be throwing shots like
that. Just go to the next division, man.
All right, so on to the next division, bro.
On to the next division, bro. For this.
All right. So we're finna talk about the NFC South.
First up, 40, you went first last time, so you can go first again. I know you got Carolina.
I got the
what
Panthers.
What you think about
man.
The Panthers, man?
It's like going from what I think is going to be the top of the division, of the conference with the Packers, to going to the bottom of the conference with the Panthers, man. I think it's make or break a year for Bryce Young. I think everyone knows that. I think it's real trouble if this crop of rookie quarterbacks that comes in, if there's like two or three that are immediately better than Bryce, which based off the preseason and the offseason, it's looking like it's going to be that way.
That's disrespectful.
I'm just being honest, man. I mean,
they ain't even been playing any starters in the preseason.
I'm just being honest, man. Like, you're right. They haven't played their starters, but like, it's hard to what they had one win last year, right? Like, and they haven't really added a whole lot. I mean, Deontay Johnson, hopefully he's healthy for week one. Hopefully he's healthy for week one. He's been dealing with an injury.
He's going to be a baller.
Who?
Leggett is going to be a baller.
We're going to see about Xavier. That's what it's going to come down to. If Xavier Leggett and Bryce Young can have a connection immediately, I think that'll be able to help Bryce, like, really develop. Like, from what we saw last year, man, it's really – you didn't see a lot of positive.
Because they don't have an offensive line.
I mean, that's the truth. But what – if you have to make sure that the caliber of – like we was talking about with you were just saying they got everything but O-line play with the Bears. Like,
I mean, they got good.
If you're going to surround him with weapons, you would ideally do it in the way the Bears did. You go out and sign a productive veteran. You got a maybe top 15 wide receiver
somebody,
in his prime.
With somebody like him, since he's like 5'4".
And then you draft somebody.
You got to get him a good offensive line because he's short.
I guess, man.
I do feel like that's
a lot of stuff you got to start
with. So you're saying they should have started with the O-line instead of the wide outs. So
that's what they were trying to do.
If that's what you're saying, that means this season probably isn't going to be too great because they went and got wide outs. They didn't get O-line play.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, it's a make or break year.
They drafted a couple that
you, they, can, you know, they can probably get some throughout the season, though.
11 touchdowns, like 10 picks.
So if you had
Peyton
to get
through 23.
So if you had to give
he's
them a letter
Peyton
grade.
Manning.
I'm just saying though, you can't just
if you
be,
had to give them a letter grade
the
for the offseason for like, where they oh, are
the
as a team.
For what they did during the offseason.
Terrible.
It was pretty bad. I'm gonna give them like C minus D.
Yeah,
Clowney was their big free agent.
Big free agent on it, yeah. And his
and he what 33? Like
he's still a dog. Bro.
You don't think that his offensive line is good enough to at least
it's gonna be better
for their record to be at least
better than 1-16?
I mean, yeah.
I think they'll be better than 1-16.
I believe they get more than 1-16.
I think just based off, I don't think Bryce Young is necessarily terrible. But it comes to a point where he's not put in position to succeed. So we'll never know how good he can be. Mm-hmm. And after a while, he's just going to be relegated as a backup, regardless of who he actually is.
So what do you think about the fact that they got a quarterback guru as a coach who helped turn around Geno Smith and Baker Mayfield's career and gave them their career highs?
He turned them around to do what, though? We was just talking about
to the get Seahawks. They both got signed off.
Preview for the contract. Seahawks says I got the Seahawks. We was talking about the
because
Seahawks.
Because he's going now. He's not having
the
same
know
success.
That
because
Geno is their weak link from being
Dave Canales. Because Dave Canales is gone.
And here we go.
Again, though, how many wins does that add? Okay, you add 3 wins. You're exactly. 4-13 now? No, that's not good enough.
After we won, what? +3 is real good.
Because listen, from what we've seen from young quarterbacks, if they're stars, they make a difference immediately. We just saw it last year. So if he's not making that difference, if it's Stroud.
I don't see it as a winner. I don't see it as a winning season.
We see that it happen immediately. Jordan Love first starting year.
Trevor Lawrence was terrible his first year.
And T-Law might be a bust.
Because he had a whole, I mean.
All right, so we're gonna have to go to the next team.
I'm gonna give him a D plus.
You gave him a D plus. All right, so on to the next team. I got the Bucks. So with the Buccaneers, this offseason they let go of Shaq Barrett, traded Carlton Davis, like you stated earlier. Signed Mike Evans to a 2-year extension. You know, you signed Antoine Winfield to a 4-year extension. You got Lavonte David back for a year. You go get Sterling Shepard at wideout, which, I mean, not really moving the needle because, you know, Sterling Shepard like to get hurt. Playing, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I mean, he'd probably be like the third. I'm about to say like third, maybe fourth
nah,
receiver.
Not with they wideout. Cool. Yeah, he got third receiver. But hey, right. It's more depth.
You're right. It is depth. Resign William Golston. You get Tristan Wirfs to a 4-year extension. Just shitting on people, bro. Damn. But yeah, you get Tristan Wirfs to a 4-year deal. You know what I'm saying? You go draft a center, Graham Barton, to replace Ryan Jensen. You know what I'm saying? You go get Chris Braswell, Jalen McMillan in the draft. You get Tyke Smith.
Jalen McMillan was that name from Washington, huh?
Yeah. The receiver. So... I mean, it's some good pieces. I don't feel like any of it necessarily like moves the needle per se.
Yeah, they definitely win the division.
So I feel like it's a lot of lateral movement shit. So I'm gonna just go ahead and give him a B. I know Rashad over there shaking his head. He like fuck the Bucks.
We know who wins the division next year.
For sure.
And that's gonna be the motherfucking not the Saints.
Not the Saints.
Derek Carr would not win the division.
Hey, speaking of the Falcons, but, go ahead.
How is it gonna be the Falcons? They still have enough.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and get started to the Falcons.
We got a quarterback over there in Atlanta. You feel me? The dirty Mac out there.
Y'all got two.
Exactly. Two. A black one and a white one. So how you want the flavor?
That ain't good.
Exactly. Vanilla, chocolate. It don't matter. We got it. We bop it. So, hey, you feel me? And they just picked up Justice Simmons. And they got your boy, Matthew Judon. Good late pickups. Great niggas pickups, was like, they should have drafted them a DN. And they got them a pass for us later on in the motherfucking season. So, shout out to them Falcons. Drake London and Bijan Robinson. You know, UT in the building. You feel me? Big dubs this year, so the offense is going to take off. No matter if they got Kirk O'Chains or they got Michael Pittman starting the lefty, it don't matter who back there. Atlanta's winning this division easily. The Saints ain't that. I'm just letting you know. So when Matthew Judon, I don't even know if he's going to come out with the red sleeves like he did in New England. He might have to switch to black or white because they got the red jerseys already. That's the only thing that can make the Atlanta Falcons season better if they bring back the throwbacks that Deion was wearing.
You got the alternate unis.
I promise you. Bijan goes over 1,200 and 10 touchdowns this year. I give they offseason grade an A. Straight like that. 12-5.
What?
12 and you got the winning division, right?
God. Okay. What?
I got the Falcons winning the division, too.
Okay. All right, Rashad, let's go ahead and end it off with the Saints, man. How you feel about the Saints?
Now, with all the little sweetness he just talked, everything he just said, all the little dirty bird stuff he just said.
Dirty bird. Look at it. You're not finna start doing dirty bird.
Whatever.
Relax.
Please. Anyway, how I'm going with the Saints offseason. All right, so how I'm feeling about the Saints, The Saints is a complete rebuild. This is going to be like a rebuild year for them. I ain't going to cap. They still going to win. They're still going to win a division.
But they got that.
They have.
Well, hold up. Time out.
They're going to win a division off a rebuild.
Rebuild year?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
I take back what I just said about the objectivity.
Yo, nah. This is definitely. Y'all, first thing first. Saints. Their quarterback. Now, this is how I feel about the Saints quarterback that they just got, okay? A lot better than Derek Carr. A totally 100% lot. He's going to see the field.
Wait.
He's going to see the field.
Wait. So are you saying that Derek Carr will get benched at some point?
So they definitely
went. Derek Carr could have got benched last year.
So he
matter of fact, Derek Carr was going to get benched if James and Winston.
But he's starting right now.
For now.
So he's going to get benched?
Of course.
So y'all not winning the division.
We can win a division.
With a bad
bro, okay, let's get this out of hand.
You can't be
the
so
Saints
bad.
Division is not that hard to win.
You right. Can't
be so bad.
It's not that hard to win.
Right.
It's not that hard to win. So it's a possibility that they can win. The Bucks ain't really
but if
do
they're
that.
Winning games,
the Panthers ain't going to do nothing. The Falcons really ain't going to do nothing. So it's like it's a toss up between really anybody. But really, how I'm really feeling is the players they with like Chase Young on the defense. Of course, the Saints always have an outstanding, somewhat great defense when it comes to that. That's not the problem. The problem is when it comes to the offense. You can't do nothing when you ain't really putting as many points on the board.
But we still winning
the divisions a lot more than the Falcons is.
They ain't winning that last year.
When the last time the Falcons did?
They ain't winning last year.
Explain it. Don't worry. Don't worry. Exactly. My point. I don't even want to hear it.
But I don't understand how you can say they're in full rebuild.
It's not a full, okay.
They got the highest luxury tax in the league.
I didn't mean to say, that's exactly what I mean when it comes to the luxury tax.
Yeah,
the cap space is ridiculous.
Yeah, they
I ain't
have
gonna cap, bro.
Negative.
You're going to have to do, it's going to be some work with that. So that's what I mean when it comes to like the
rebuild part. Okay.
With the rebuild part. But yeah, Derek Carr, yeah, he have a possibility of sitting on the bench, bro. I'm not even going to cap.
All right.
Yeah. What do you grade them?
What's their offseason grade?
Now, their offseason, I give them like a C plus.
Okay.
I give like a C plus.
Okay. All right.
C plus.
On to the
I'm not seeing no more. I'm not seeing no difference, bro.
We're going to the NFC East. All right. So first off, in the NFC East, I know 40. You got the Commanders.
I got Washington. Now look. I'm a little bit high on Washington after like really doing some research on them. I truly think, and I know it's not going to sound like I'm coming from an objective point of view because I am a Packers fan and I hate the Bears.
Objective.
But I do believe that Jaden Daniels is going to win Rookie of the Year. I think he's going to be the best. It might not be by a long shot, but I think he's going to prove to be the best quarterback coming out of this rookie class because the mobility. Now he's still working on learning how to slide and when to slide. I was watching a preseason game the other day and he took a hit on a QB run, got the first down, but he took a hit instead of sliding and got up and immediately looked at his head coach and he was like, yeah, I know. Like, I know, coach. So that's still like a work in progress and like the IQ of the game, but he's a rookie. So I think it'll get better, but I think he'll prove to be, prove why he won the Heisman Trophy last year.
Because he had Malik Neighbors.
Possibly. That does help a lot. That does help a lot.
And that makes
But I think it also helps that he's coming into pretty good weapons as well. You got Scary Terry and Zacchaeus, right? Is how you say his name? Zacchaeus? Yeah.
Trap.
Bro.
Just know everybody.
Straight disrespectful.
And it's Zacchaeus, by the way.
It's Zacchaeus? Okay, I was like, I don't think it's Zacchaeus. It's Zacchaeus. My bad. And then you still, you know, they lost Montez Sweat, no more Chase Young, but they still got a few first round picks on that in that front seven. So I think the defense will still be solid. And
your fours be getting cooked. Facts. Every week. Cooked. Secondary. Hey,
good, facts. Good for you. I don't like good for you. Like,
secondary is booty.
I don't care. But I didn't say anything about the secondary. I said the front seven.
I just said.
So they got a few first round picks still in that front seven. They went and got Bobby Wagner. You know, he's older, but that's some still be better.
Still a plus. That's still a plus. Just,
right. And he's in the middle of the field, being a field general.
He's slower than white molasses, man.
White molasses. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Never heard of that.
Me either.
Keep going.
So I'm a bit higher on the Commanders than I thought I would be. And knowing the way that that division goes when it comes to they never, it's never repeat. You're right. They never repeat.
Mm-hmm. We know the Dallas Cowboys
division champions. Year, so the Cowboys haven't done anything this offseason. They might have gotten worse.
Oh, so speaking about those Cowboys.
It's going to be the same thing.
And then the Eagles, we're going to see. You got those Cowboys.
You're staring at me like that, bro. Let him finish.
I'm almost done. You know, everyone thinks that the Eagles is going to be an all-star team, but we'll see how it all melds together. And I think their secondary is still completely torchable. Like, it was super bad last year.
Why are you talking about
I think the Commanders got an outside shot of winning because I'm picking them to possibly win a division. And I give their all-season grade B+, plus, A-. Minus. I give them A-. Minus.
All right, A-.
Sorry-ass Cowboys.
All right. So this is what the Cowboys have done this offseason. So they got Mike Zimmer as their new defensive coordinator.
On 1 year deal.
You know.
I'm just Mike Zimmer
as defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. You got Tyron Smith leaving. You got Tony Pollard leaving.
Oh, now let's talk about the additions, though. Folks, subtractions. Let's see who they added.
Damn, can I get through my point, bro?
He's excited.
He too excited, bro. He acting like Thor right now.
You must have got the Eagles, didn't you?
Well, of course, but I don't want
to
talk about.
See, that's why.
It's not exciting to talk about the Eagles. I want to hear.
Anyway,
I talk shit about the Cowboys.
How he managed to get all like the top tier teams?
He was picking them with me, so don't see you act like I did it by myself. He was picking them with me.
He got a point. Anyway,
you got the Niners?
No, he does.
No, I don't.
Oh, he does. Yeah, we had to get. Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
No, I don't. No, I don't. But all right, so Tony Pollard leaving. You got Dorrance Armstrong leaving. Tyler Biotis. You got him leaving. Fowler, Hankins, Gallimore. So you got the front line really kind of depleted on both sides. You go add Eric Kendricks. You get Zeke back. You go get Carl Lawson and Louisville Joseph for the D line. But that don't really move the needle like that to me.
Yeah, that nigga.
You decline Trey Lance's 5th-year option, so he's going to be going. I don't really feel like y'all picked him up for anything. I don't know why.
4th-round pick.
I mean, you go get Tyler Guyton?
Yeah, Tyler Guyton.
Guyton, that's how you say it.
The offensive lineman.
Yeah. Offensive tackle. You go get him to replace Tyron Smith, which that's obviously a good piece, but you still missing a lot of shit. You got Zach Martin that's getting older. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be tough for them. You got CD that still wants his money.
That nigga still ain't
getting it.
He ain't getting it. It is probably not going to get it. And for all the noise that they was talking about,
go ahead and leave
the
offseason
about, you know, oh, it's time to, if we all in this offseason, y'all were not all
go
in.
Go ahead and dip, man.
So I'm a, honestly, I'm giving them, I'm giving a grade a C.
Terrible.
I feel like that's generous.
He was all
in. Very generous. I really am being generous when I say
C. Crazy because I don't think they passed at all.
Terrible.
That's an F.
I would love you as a teacher in school.
Terrible.
You give it out grades like that.
It really didn't do not a nail nutter this offseason. But enough of the Cowboys. On to the Eagles, man.
I was excited to hear the Eagles. I was excited for him to shit on the Cowboys. That's what I wanted to hear.
You should have gave the Cowboys to me then.
It's not that time yet.
You gotta wait till week seven, week eight.
Yeah,
I understand.
Once they get like 3-4.
Nah, they're gonna be like 5-3. And then they're gonna fall off in the holidays.
Their schedule's kinda hard. But yeah, the Eagles, y'all feel me, y'all already know what happened. You know, Fletcher Cox retired. You know, you feel me?
Future Hall of Famer.
You know, Jason Kelce retired. They lost two future Hall of Famers, you feel me? So, you know, but they was already getting ready for that. They got they reinforcements, you know, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, never going to turn up, you know, on that defensive line. Cam Jurgens just, going to slide back to being the center of his natural position. They still got Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, you know, gets Kellen Moore. They just picked up Jahan Dotson.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Turn up season. Saquon Barkley. I ain't going to forget, but, you know, he cool. So I feel like their running game is going to be, you know, just that much better this year. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, they get out of that funky. They bring back CJ.
They got AJ re-signed too.
You know, you feel me? Oh, yeah. They re-signed both of their receivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't really worried about that. You know, they was going to be cool on that end. So the offense is going to be straight. It's just, you know, if CJ can make a difference in the secondary compared to what Kevin Byard did last year in terms of the back, and then they drafted two more cornerbacks. So I believe they'd be all right. I get him a B plus actually, just because Saquon brings another dynamic to their run game and their weapons that they didn't have last year with DeAndre Swift.
You got a lot of options. You got them winning the division.
Yeah. Hmm. Definitely not Washington or the Giants.
Speaking of the Giants,
Commanders got an outside shot.
Speaking of the Giants,
man,
what you think about them Giants, Rashard?
Hey. Believe it or not, I really feel like the Giants is like a sleeper team.
Oh, my God. No way.
It'll be a sleeper
you team. You going now?
He did it twice. Let's go. Let's go again.
No way.
Sleeper team.
Explain.
You got 3 minutes.
I
got
to hear
you. I ain't even going to rebuttal you this time.
Matter of fact, I did go too far. I probably did go too far.
I can lean back up now. I'm thinking about it. I did go too far.
But I am interested in Isaiah McKenzie.
Okay.
I am interested in him. I'm interested in his season, see how he's going to be this year. But it is going to be like a tough road with them. They have a lot to prove, build, you know, develop with
tough.
That whole team.
Good defense.
Yeah, I did go in too far with the sleeping. Now I'm really thinking about it. I think I did went too far. So yeah, but for the most part, for the players, like the couple of players they did get was probably okay-ish. It's not too much that blew out the water, whatever the case is. That's really gonna make a difference. It's not really gonna it might make one or two game difference, but no more than that I can see. Until they can get more, probably like better players, whatever the case is with them. But I give their grade really like a D or something. They ain't really do as much.
They lost Saquon.
You lost like your biggest star.
They got Malik Nabers.
That's really about it though.
But that's not nothing. That's come on. Compared to Saquon,
their defense line gonna be cool.
But.
I'm talking about their offense.
That's tough.
That's the only part of your team that's really cool is the defensive line.
That's tough, New York. The fact that was the most positive thing you could think to say about y'all.
Defensive line
gonna be cool. That'll be straight.
Yeah, y'all got a tough one. Y'all got a lot to build for the Giants organization.
You think they gonna be the worst team in the NFC?
Probably so.
Because
Daniel Jones is booty.
I'm thinking
booty,
you
know, booty, booty,
it's
booty,
a,
booty,
they booty. Might, so if not, booty. If not, they might be like
two or Daniel Jones chitlins
underneath, yeah. but they're somewhere around that area. I get it.
Right. He ain't even the booty, he the inside.
All right, enough of New York.
He chitlins.
Well, that's crazy. That's crazy.
He chitlins. That's what, all right, bro.
Enough of New York. That means we need to stop talking about New York. Let's go out west. Let's talk about
that. Daniel Jones is chitlins.
And wrap this up.
Wrap up?
Yeah.
I got the Seahawks, man.
Damn.
Start it off, my boy.
Yeah, I got the Seahawks, man. Looking at it earlier, I just feel like...
Take addition.
And maybe y'all are right, because y'all mentioned this earlier. I just feel like they stuck in between, like, true contender and, like, needing to start a rebuild. And y'all said it's just because they got Geno at quarterback. And even with this resurgence from Geno... Geno being a
them, I think they perfectly fine where kind of where they at. they building up.
That's what I was saying.
I feel like where they're...
That's what he was saying. That's what he was saying. And I felt, I was like, I feel like they right on the verge of being contenders, but for some reason, I don't look at them as contenders. But it's because of Gino. Like, when I really look through their roster, look at their offseason moves, it's just because even though Gino has been playing the best ball of his career, obviously, it's still not enough to get them over the top. And their division is so tough that, like, you got to have that, like, difference maker at quarterback to really be able to win that division or have a chance of winning it. But the rest of their roster, man, you got K-9, Kenneth Walker the third out of the backfield. Got JSN. I like JSN, Ohio State product. You still got Tyler Lockett, you know, 31 years old. So not, he's going to probably lose a step, but he's still Tyler Lockett. Good out of slot or out wide. And you got DK Metcalf, a legit top 10 receiver in the NFL. Their defense is looking pretty good as it usually is. Their secondary, I mean, there's really not much you're going to be able to get away with against the secondary. I feel like you got Reek Willen, you got Devin Witherspoon, you got Trey Brown, and they're so deep in their secondary, especially at cornerback. So, like, they're very well-rounded, solid team. I know Pete Carroll's not there anymore, but I think that from what we've seen from, like, this new generation of Seahawks, we associate them with being able to play defense and run the ball, and I think they'll probably keep that identity. So I really give their offseason, like a B+. I think they did a good job. They re-signed some key pieces. But I still can't see them being like true championship contenders, even in the NFC, which leaves a lot to be desired compared to the AFC.
So it's basically just the quarterback situation.
I think so. And I like Gino. Like, Gino's not bad anymore. Like, obviously when he was in New York,
he looked like shit.
He looked like he was a bad quarterback, and then he lost his job as a starter in his league in the NFL, and earned it back again with the Seahawks. But he's still not like elite or really close to elite or good enough, I feel like, to put them over the hump, especially coming out of that division.
Now if that man White here is, she gonna be like, see, them boys talk that talk, said you wasn't elite. I told you wasn't elite last night, boy.
Hey, he's not gonna write
easy work, bro.
He's not gonna write me back.
But all right, man. All right, man. So next,
hey, we didn't say he was elite, bro. He said you wasn't elite. Let's just clarify.
Well, technically, his wife said it.
All right, but we're going on to the next team, bro. We're going on to the next team, bro, because you started getting out of
here. That's tough.
You throwing first.
I'm talking about football. All
right, so I got the Rams. I got the Los Angeles Rams. And over the offseason,
hey, the Rams,
they signed Jimmy G. You know, they got him backing up Matt Stafford now. They signed Tre'Davious White to, you know, replace that hole that Jalen Ramsey left. Re-signed John Johnson the third. So, you know, you still got your all-pro safety back there. You trade Ben Skowronek away to the Texans for a sixth, so you kind of get rid of your third receiver, but you go get Jared Verse, Brandon Fisk in the first two rounds. You know what I'm saying? Put them on the D line. You go get Blake Corum to replace Cam Akers leaving at running back.
And they said from Michigan.
Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I mean, you know, he an Ohio State fan, so I ain't want to say that.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't want to say that.
Oh, Midwest loving that, boy. Me. How you going to like the Green Bay Packers and the Ohio State
Buckeyes? Hey, man. He need to go live in Wisconsin.
You feel me?
He need a mansion in Wisconsin.
Hey, shout out to T-Pain.
But anyway.
You can get a shout out, T-Pain. I'll put you.
All right. But as far as the offseason grades, though, I mean, that's really all they did, to be honest. So,
did you mention Aaron Donald?
Yeah, Aaron. We all know. All right. I'm sorry.
I mean,
Aaron Donald. That's a big loss.
I feel like that didn't need to be said. I feel like everybody knew.
Bro,
that.
The whole in it, bro.
You're right.
I guarantee every quarterback on every Thank team God. Is thanking God that he
you saw tired, Kyler Murray.
And that's why and that's
Kyler Murray's like, enjoy your retirement, do not come back.
Yeah. And that's why I brought up Jared versus Brandon Fisk.
Hey man, go ahead, double back, do a Tom Brady. Come back. Pause.
I mean,
you want to play for the Saints?
Nah.
Type shit.
That wouldn't be bad though. If we have a good offense around that time, then yeah, you can come. But
go back.
I mean, our defense is always good though, so I can see him coming to play.
Back to the Rams. They didn't really do too much.
Oh, Aaron Donald. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, I was talking about Aaron Donald. But that's like I said. That's
I started thinking about quarterbacks
and Brandon Fisk. You know what I'm saying? To replace that hole that Aaron Donald left, because with him retiring, you're going to need to get pressure on the quarterback, especially in that division. You know, so
I mean, I don't know. They
as far as offseason goes, though, I give them a B, a solid B, because they didn't really need to work on too much. I mean, obviously, you got Cooper Kupp coming back. You got Puka coming back. He's still in his rookie deal. You know, it's a lot of pieces were still coming back. They just tied up what they needed to and just got some youth.
I feel like a lot of people cooled down on Cooper Kupp just because of Puka.
He's been hurt for two years in a row.
That's true. Best ability is availability.
Can't be hyped.
Triple crown. Second on his own team.
I mean, you're not second on the team.
I wouldn't call him second. It's just
he's still first. I'm saying possibly.
He's still Puka. It's still Cooper Kupp.
What do you think?
I'm saying his connection, not even politics, bro. He just has a different connection with that quarterback.
That too.
But I'm saying
Deshaun Jackson has came out and said like Puka, them two are like
if Puka go for 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns.
I don't mean you're the number one receiver in Matthew Stafford's eyes.
Fair enough.
What team?
1,511 touches is crazy. I mean,
it depends on how they react in each game with each other. Exactly. If he throwing to him like off the rip,
yeah, because that mean that Cooper getting the attention, the Puka just go off like that. So
yeah, that could be the difference.
Still number two. One. Mm-hmm. If you get number one attention.
We'll see. I mean, it all depends.
Puka could just be Juju.
Their offense got a lot of potential.
Puka could just be Juju.
If Blake Corum come in and is like...
And actually be a dog.
Their offense got a lot of potential.
Puka could just be Juju. But, I definitely had the Cardinals, you know.
Yeah, so go ahead and let us know what you think about them, man.
Kyler Murray. To the 49ers. That's all I think about Arizona.
No offseason moves this year.
They just suck.
They ain't do nothing.
That's
all you got to say.
Because it lives or die with Kyler.
Not even MHA.
You didn't even say Marvin Harrison.
Because it all depends on Kyler Murray.
That's tough.
Yep, all depends on Kyler
Murray. You really ain't got nothing else to say?
Not about the Cardinals, because they're going to suck.
Offseason grade?
I give them a... Yeah, they had a good grade. They definitely, you know, had a good draft. You know, I give them like a B, because, you know, they're bringing in Marvin Harrison on you. But... they suck, so I really don't have no synopsis on if they're gonna be what they're gonna do this year.
I'm sorry, Arizona.
I'm not.
He said he was gonna give me a trash team, and that was the trash team he gave me. So pretty much,
bro gets one trash team. I got two.
No, you only got one. That's kind of disrespectful to
Commanders.
No, your second trash team. The Commanders.
The Panthers.
Trash. Yeah, that's disrespectful. No,
he don't believe that. He's just talking.
Because Arizona ain't gonna do that, bro. If Kyler Murray,
hey, I already know where this is gonna go. Rashard, you got the 49ers,
you got
bro.
The Niners, man.
All right,
Super Bowl contenders, right here. That's what they say.
How I feel about the 49ers,
40 favorite team.
They had a lot of
bullshit going on this offseason.
A lot of A lot of bull. What's the person name that we don't know if he gonna
Brandon Ayuk.
There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah. We don't even know if he gonna show up or
Trent
not.
Trent Williams, he's there like every.
He
other
having
year,
a CD Lamb type situation.
Yeah, he
ain't
in camp either.
Brandon didn't show up. He didn't show up to camp. He just hasn't participated. But he was like there for practice. Recently.
But it's still like iffy. It's still
you're right. He's still on his money.
So it's like, and then you got Christian McCaffrey.
He got hurt with the injury.
You dealing with like a lot of your important players that we don't even know for sure if they're going to even
Drake
be here.
Drake Greenlaw still hurt.
Yeah, he definitely ain't recovered yet.
Yeah. So it's like right now, it's like they having the same situation that the Cowboys is low key. So it's like, it's really y'all. Cowboys and the 49ers, y'all are failing this year. I mean, but except the 49ers, y'all still have the potential to, make it, you know, go to the championship.
They're going to have a shot right there.
but, you know, that's as far as I feel, that's like the difference maker right now. Like, the 49ers have like a whole lot to get under control when it comes to their players, especially their important players. So as far as like with the grading, I give their grading this year really like a D two.
Yeah, you seen them where Debo was getting locked up by fifth stringers last night?
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Nah, I didn't watch any preseason last night.
Preseason last night.
So I gotta say, you said you gave him a D. So we didn't made it through all 16, right?
Now I can go back to this point that I've been thinking. So yeah. if Kyler Murray was on Seattle, would you date Darius Bogerton?
Hey man, Kyler on Seattle would be real nice. Kyler on Seattle would be real crazy, man. I would say they for sure have a way better chance. I would probably pick them to win a division, and because of that, they probably are.
What's the difference though?
Contenders. Between Kyler Murray and Geno Smith.
Yeah,
four to five games.
Kyler's a dynamic player.
Let's break it down. What is the difference of their skill?
Winning four or five games. Yeah.
No, you said that's winning. The difference. What is the difference of their skill?
How about the mobility of Kyler? Don't you dare say Geno Smith is a mobile like threat, bro. Stop it. He's a statue.
Don't say that Kyler can throw that
because we literally just seen this.
All right,
bro.
What are we
talking
about?
He had nobody at wide receiver.
Are you sure about that?
So
we got 10 minutes.
What's our dude who came from the Texans?
To where?
They got traded from the Texans.
He went to the playoffs and when he had DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. It was a struggle when he went to the playoffs. People don't even believe in him.
Kyler to D-Hop was crazy.
What about the next year?
You not remember
that?
What about the next year? Oh my God, bro.
He tore his ACL.
Okay.
And then D-Hop was Kyler Moore.
I don't see the difference. Me personally, I don't see a difference. If you place him in that Seattle, bro, I don't see a difference.
No game.
What?
They don't. They didn't win a game last year until Kyler came back.
I don't even know what to say. I don't either. You don't think Arizona gonna win one game with Geno?
Like, wow.
I'm gonna start calling you Mr.
You're crazy, man. If you're picking quarterbacks,
who are you taking between the two of them?
If I'm picking quarterbacks,
Put him in a vacuum. It depends what type of offense. Listen. Let's say you're one of the owners. It's a fantasy style draft. First round is a quarterback round. You got Kyler and Geno left. Who are you picking?
What team I'm on?
It's your team. You're about to build the team. You're picking your quarterback first.
What team? Give me a team. Just throw out a team. Jaguars.
You're picking the team. So this is how you're starting your team.
Who else is on the team? Because nobody else is on the team.
All right. This is your first pick.
All right. You just pick these two.
Out of those two, I will pick, and I'm gonna give you my reason to pick it too. I will give you my reason to pick it. I will give you my reason. Look. I will give you my reason to pick him. I will pick Geno.
Why? All
right.
He's a lot smarter.
Wow. For the
Jaguars, he's a lot smarter.
But nobody else is on
the team. As a quarterback, he's smarter than Kyler.
Listen.
Why? Because Kyler played Call of Duty.
You're just.
What? I was thinking the same thing, bro.
Let's say your team name is the Juggernauts. It's not a real team. You're picking the team. You're starting it. This is how you want to start.
Who's a smarter quarterback?
What's the proof that Geno's a smarter quarterback?
He wasn't smarter when he got his damn job booked by his teammate.
How many interceptions did Kyler throw?
Bro,
you want to look at
his first? His first year?
His first as a rookie?
No, not his first year. One of them years he had like hella interceptions, bro. I'm promising you. He was up there with yes, he was. He was up there with James Winston.
We got time today.
Oh, you
just
said James.
We do got time.
Go ahead.
Correct. Okay. Geno's rookie year. Just rookie year. And we know this rookie year.
Geno,
12 touchdowns, 21 picks.
Ooh, 21.
His second year, 13 touchdowns, 13 picks.
Look who he was playing with. Time out. We ain't finna go there with Geno. Like, we ain't gonna know who he was playing with. He had stars on his team.
Okay.
Who Geno had? Let's go to the Jets. Yeah. Go ahead and pull it up.
Hey, this is insane. Pull it up, bro.
I can't
pull it up. Just pull it up. Exactly. We gonna pull up. Pull up that Jets wide receiving core. Pull up that Jets wide receiving core, bro.
I'm going to Kyler.
What
is the most amount of picks Kyler Murray is doing
here? I'm going to Kyler right now, bro. I'm already going to Kyler. Last 2 years, this past season, Geno was 20 touchdowns, 9 picks.
He threw 12 in his first 2 seasons. 20
touchdowns, 9 picks. Combined?
No, he threw 12 in each of his first 2 seasons. Kyler.
Nah, he's still less than Geno.
What?
Yeah. He threw 12, then he threw 10, 7, and 5.
Exactly.
That's still a lot.
45, 46 picks.
That's
in
a
5
lot?
Years.
Yeah.
46 picks in 5 years?
That's not a lot.
That's like 8 a year. 8, 9 a year. That's nine picks a year.
Aaron Rodgers
I'm about to say,
five.
Like,
that's
5.
That's not a lot, bro.
That's
not a lot.
Compared to 20.
That's not a lot. I'm still taking Geno over Kyler.
I said Lamar just threw 8 picks last season.
Me personally, I'm taking Geno over Kyler.
You crazy as hell.
I'm taking Geno. Kyler, bro.
That's how we
check this out.
I promise you that.
Kyler has been in the NFL a good minute. He's been in the NFL a good minute, and he has not made a difference. To me, I have not seen a difference of him making a difference since he's been in the NFL.
Kyler Murray.
Since Geno been in the NFL, since he came back from his injury and came back on the Seahawks, yes, he made a difference.
He ain't been to the playoffs. Kyler Murray's been to the playoffs. Geno hasn't.
It's
fact.
Geno has.
They went to the playoffs
last year.
The season before this past season.
And what did they do?
Lose the first game.
What did Kyler do?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. You haven't seen Kyler Murray make it. How do we end up talking about
rookie of the year and everything? No difference.
I'm not worried about no rookie of the year. What have you done?
What has Geno done?
He made a comeback off a trash team that he once was on. Was not the Jets was trash.
He won comeback player of the year, basically. That's what you're saying.
Who you taking? Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray?
Kyler Murray.
I look at Baker and Geno as being the same class.
They're the same player.
They did the same thing.
Having
the same offensive coordinator that turned him around.
What? They're the same player.
No, they're not.
Bro. How?
Nah.
They started on a trash team.
Put Baker on a Seattle. Went to another team. No, he cannot.
He's going to perform the same way
Geno
does.
No, he cannot, bro.
This man.
This is crazy, bro.
No, he cannot.
You're riding with Geno.
No, that's crazy.
No, I just picked Kyler over
Baker Mayfield.
Over Baker.
Yeah.
But you're riding with Geno. Like, you think Geno like that.
I feel like Geno is a lot smarter and a lot better player than Kyler. I have not seen nothing that Kyler that Geno can do.
That Kyler can.
Yeah. I haven't seen a difference yet. I haven't seen a difference. Until I see something that blows my mind from Kyler, I haven't seen nothing. To me, them literally the same players. If Geno had the same opportunities like Kyler had when he came in, then yeah, I can see it. Geno didn't.
He had great weapons.
He got knocked in his jaw, got knocked out by his center. What are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about? His center was hating on him.
It was a linebacker.
All right, we're gonna do the AFC
next
episode. But early thoughts on AFC because we still got a little bit of. I mean, you had something to say about the Ravens earlier.
I'm okay.
Oh yeah, we'll save it for the next episode. Well, until next time, keep talking that talk and walking that walk. You feel me? We out this bit.